But the basics of FurCons. I am the volunteer coordinator here at Furcation Land. I also staff two other cons. My first con was in 2019 MFF, and then I've been going to cons after the pandemic ever since, and building it's been a blast. You know, I mean, and now I'm staff at a few cons, and it's been a wonderful journey. So, so I guess to start off with what we're gonna talk about is, firstly, we're gonna go into just like some health and courtesy stuff. You know, just some general rules that people may not know if you are just an outsider, because the Furry Fandom is a community that acts differently than, like, you know, when you're in everyday life. Obviously, you know, a lot of it is still common sense, but sometimes it bears repeating because, hold on. So, first of all, let's talk about one of the most important numbers that you should ever know as, first of all, who here is a first-time convention attendee? Sweet. Anyone that's been to a con not furry? No. Or, sorry, that's not, but not to a furry convention. That's, sorry. Raise your hands if you were at this panel to support a friend through their first convention. Sweet. Thank you. And raise your hand if you're excited for all the fun stuff that will be happening. Regardless of where you're in your furry journey, we're glad that you're here at the convention. And so we want to just, like, you know, give you some tips, because I know conventions can be daunting, right? It's a brand new experience for most of you. And it can be something that, like, is new and, like, just different than any other experience that you'll ever have. So first, let's talk about staying safe and healthy. So first of all, there's a set of three numbers that are the most important numbers you can have whenever you attend a con. 6, 2, 1. You may have seen signs out in the hallways, but it is a set of numbers developed by a scientist who was studying who was at anime conventions and came up with this formula of how to keep yourself, you know, awake, alive, you know, and having fun. So it's the rule goes. 6 hours of sleep. 5 energy plus 1 cup of coffee doesn't count. You also have two like meals, and you know, like, granola bar isn't a meal, because, you know, you can't run off of just granola bar. I mean, a single granola bar for an entire day when you're at such a strenuous condition, especially if you're in a fursuit. And then of course you want to always take a shower. People at conventions tend to forget these rules. That's why they are in place, or they're not. They're really recommend. They're recommended, like, really well, or because of the fact of it's just something that, you know, so other people can smell. You know, don't have to smell body odor too badly, as well as to make sure that you are not getting sick because you are running on 2 hours of sleep, a granola bar, and a, because that can lead to problems later. So at FurCons, courtesy is different. At FurCons, we're a diverse society. First of all, furries love hugs. A fursuit does not mean that you are consenting to a hug. You have to ask the fursuit to give a hug. Now, a lot of fursuiters go silent mode. So what they do is, instead of talking, they'll either use a squeaker, or they will just use hand signs, but not like actual like ASL, but just like, cause, like, you know, like surprise, you know, with the hand signs. You want to make sure that, so the hand sign to give a hug is the, you know, holding your arm stretched out. And if they do the same, then you can give a hug. If they don't do the same, don't feel upset. There's oftentimes a reason for it. If you are unsure about the convention's rules with something, staff members are here to help. I don't care what department it is. I don't care who it is. In staff, this is what we do. We do this year round to make these events happen because we love this fandom, and we want to have these local communities grow and have a chance to develop more. So, you know, if you have a question about the hotel, if you have a question about anything, just ask a staff member, and if they don't know the answer, they will get you to the right person who does. Even if that is, you know, like, really high up in the chain of command, because sometimes that is the right call for to bring it to someone to that high. Please, when you're, like, especially this with safety, follow the directions of safety as much as you can. Now, people think, so safety or security, whatever you want to call it, there are people that are bad, that are just trying to, you know, like, just be bullies. Some of them, just like any community, any group of people, are not great. But for the majority of the part, these people are doing it to help the fandom and to grow the fandom and to keep these conventions running safe. Because it can, you know, fursuiting, when you're, if you didn't follow 621, if you didn't, if you drank a lot of alcohol and you pass out, it's bad. And it can happen, it does happen, and not that it'll happen to you, but just, you know, if a con staffer is like, move out of the way, they're not necessarily trying to be mean. Like, sometimes there's like a legitimate reason they have to get somewhere immediately. So for the record, I said that I'm volunteer coordinator. I'm also a member of Safety and Accessibility Department, so that's another qualification. So, but I'm not, you know, like, my least favorite part of this job is the enforcing the rules part. My favorite part is to help you all out and to make this convention safe and fun. That's also why I'm volunteer coordinator. So, with fursuits, vision is very limited. First of all, they'll have a blind spot normally around the nose, and they'll have a blind spot around the eyes. Like, if you think of our vision, where it's like here, their vision is like here, or relative to the person. It depends on the suit maker and whatnot. But just assume that the fursuit's vision is bad. So don't go hugging them from behind. And don't really touch or hug them to begin with, without their consent. For anyone, to be clear, but especially in fursuit, because fursuiters are oftentimes in the zone, and you know, when you do, like, when you just like are like hugging them from behind or pulling at their tail or whatever, it, I mean, a lot of them, you know, will have fun with it, but it will still like upset them potentially. So to gain consent for a hug, you get outstretch your arms. If they say yes, nod, or you know, do the same hug motion, go for it. Photography is the same way. You know, you ask them, can I have a photo? Can I take a selfie? They'll say yes or no or not, or hands up, thumbs up, thumbs down. Well, thumbs are relative because they only have four paws, a lot of them. Or, yeah, so, but basically, if you're doing something with a fursuiter, like, make sure to ask, you know, for their permission to do it. You know, you don't want someone just randomly like, coming up to you and taking a selfie with you, like, when you're just in, when you're out and about. Like, yes, they're here to take photos. They're here for the many reasons. They're here for, you know, hugs. But sometimes they have to go. So the problem with fursuits are a very different experience than what you're living in, like, in real life, where fursuits are extremely hot. Like, hot to the point that you can, there are times when, it depends on people's, like, heat tolerances. Some people, if they've hit a certain point, they have to go to their, or they have to go to the Highless Lounge, or they have to go somewhere in D-suit right away. If you're, so please, if a fursuiter is waving their arms in fan motion and running or jogging extremely fast, they're very hot, and it would probably be best not to ask for photos or hugs. They're mostly going to the health lounge or to their room if they're in the hotel. If they're in a different hotel, then that's not the case. Or maybe to their car, just depends on them. Delaying them from getting in a better condition can lead to them having to deal with dire health consequences. Do not attempt to block their path in any other way, and understand this is not a personal attack on you. This is not, oh, I don't like you, I'm not hugging you. First shooters will hug as long as you're not creepy, as long as you're, you know, trying to be nice and trying to be calm. They will want a hug and they want a photograph and whatever. Now, some of them don't necessarily, and there are these badges now where they have it's a green circle, it's a red triangle, and it's a circle cross. They first started out at, I believe it was Herfest, but basically there are these badges that, and there are some in dealer's ends now. I have my own set. I just, it's back in my dorm in St. Louis, or maybe I have it in my bag. I don't entirely know. Either way, so there are these badges. If you see someone with those badges, respect what the badge says. Even if, those are generally the three colors that you'll see. There will be some other cool colors, some other different names for stuff. But we don't, those are generally just gag ones to an extent. The red, yellow, and green are the three main ones. And those three ones that, you definitely respect. So if someone's in red, to clarify what those mean, red means that you don't want to be interacted with. Yellow means, I believe it's if they know you. And then green means I'm okay with whatever. There's also okay for hugs, badges that you can get at cons and dealer's ends. There is a bunch of other options. We talk about these consequences of too much heat and the people not being able to get rid of that. Well, that could lead to heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So there is a poster, which I have, and if you want me to send it to you, just hit me up after the panel and I can share it with you. Created by, it's based on a human version by the National Weather Service, but it was made by a European con called JFTW, and their creative team in 2016, where it basically explains it in fursuit. So if you want that, if you just want to know, or you can also look it up, just look up fursuit heat stroke heat exhaustion poster, something similar to that, and you should find it. If not, you all are always welcome to reach out to me if you have questions on Telegram at Phil Lemur, or I will be in the safety office or in Reg, or if you see me, stop me, and I can answer any questions you have. So now let's talk about safety. So we talked about, just being a good, friend and a good person in the fandom at cons. Obviously, if you see something suspicious or if you have an emergency, say something. Safety staff at all cons, and not even just at cons, but professionally, rely on the information that other people tell them. And if we, the quicker that we have that information, the quicker that we can respond. So, how can you contact someone? If you see a member of, first of all, if it is a medical emergency, stay in the area. If it is, if you know how to do CPR, and if it is someone who's going to cardiac arrest, give them CPR. Contact a member of staff with a radio if they're nearby. You can call, if it's something where it's a spill or something that's not safe for anyone to be around, get away. And go to the safety office, which is located on the first floor. It's in, it's right across the walkway from gaming hallway. We work 24 hours a day for the entire con until Monday morning at 2 a.m. So you can also point at a specific person and tell them to contact the safety and accessibility office. Everyone, your badges, which you should all have, they have a number on it. 207-805-2325. That number is for Cationsland's safety number. It either dials to logistics, which is our operator, our radio control person, or it goes to safety or an accessibility office. And we will respond as best we can with. And try to make sure that they're okay. If it is a life-threatening emergency that will affect you, or if you don't feel comfortable performing, you know, some first aid that you're not trained on, or even if you're trained, then just, you know, call 911 and afterwards call notify safety staff first, whichever you can do reasonably, easily. But just get the word out to us so that we can also respond, and because we have to, yeah. So also this emergency is general information for, but it is also specific to this con. So most cons do have it on the back. Now whether it's just one number or it's a number for ops versus security or safety, whatever they called it at their con, it depends. But we definitely have most cons definitely have a number. And if they don't, then there is another way to contact them. Now let's talk about panels, dealers, and first shooting. Oh my. Because there is a lot to do with cons, and, a lot. So, how can you even begin to start, to decide? Well, first of all, I think it's good, important to know what the different places are. So you have panels, which, by the way, congratulations, you found a panel. I don't know if it's your first panel, but it could be your first. We also have the First Shoot Dance Comp, which is where fursuiters get on stage in main events. And this, by the way, is a thing that happens in most fur cons, if not all of them. And they dance, and they get judged, and then there's a winner at the end, and it's a really fun time, because they're just going out, and you're just, going out to the music, and, seeing, watching your friends and your fellow furs dance, in the competition, and potentially, get first place, or second place, or etc. There's also the first parade and photo shoot. So if you have a fursuit, you can, so across the hall, actually, is the fursuit photo shoot, which is a separate thing. The fursuit parade is basically going to go around the hotel outside briefly and then come back in. But it's a way that you can show off your fursuit. You know, you can strut, strut along, do silly poses, and just have a fun time. And if you don't have a fursuit, you can watch and get some great photos. I've been on both ends. It's fun either way. And then, of course, there's a fursuit photo, which will then get posted to social media with all the fursuiters that were in the fursuit parade. There is the nightly dance. So every night, at Forgation Land, this year it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We have a rave. It's every hour you have a new DJ, and they play songs of different genres. You can learn more about those DJs on the schedule. And of course, you can socialize. So a lot of people will never go to a panel. They'll never go to, they'll go to the friends with, spend money, and they'll go to friends, to go get food and to just hang out. And there's also the gaming room in a lot of cons. Now, some cons have more gaming rooms. Some have cons even have VR rooms or specific rooms for tabletop gaming. But we have a room for tabletop and video games. Yeah, and that's across from the safety office. And that's right next to the first lounge also. In addition to that sort of stuff, we also have ways, obviously, furries, I don't know, we're not generally the best at saving money, but you may want to save, for this con, for next, for future cons, you may want to save money, because cons are not cheap, but more importantly, there's so much to do that, you can go to the dealer's den, and you can spend money on the goods, or they have pre-made fursuits, or they have all these, pre-made tails, other, very, cool products, stickers, prints, which I have way too many on my wall, It's a lot, and it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get to meet some artists or meet some, well, not artists, but learn about some companies in the fandom that are, trying to create their business. Artist Alley is a set of daily rotating booths or tables. It is this at Forcation Land is outside of the illusion, outside of main events, and outside of the zoo, and and it's along that wall. The opposite wall. It is where there's a daily set of rotating artists. Now, for those who are considering doing Dealers Den or Artist Alley, Dealers Den has access to power, and it costs money. But the money that you generally receive, like, does pay back, does pay that full amount and more, even. And for a lot more for a lot of people. I have a few dealers that are friends, and they really like going to dealers' dens. Like, they do that all year round when they're not at work. Then we have, you can spend your money on charity. So, not this room, but the room that way is a charity room. We have a charity auction, we have a charity raffle. So this year our charity is Short Folks for Hope, which is it was founded by a nice lady, Kristen Short. I don't know the full story on why they started it, but it's a charity for cancer. So Furcons and furries are all about generosity. We have the last year and in the previous year, in 2019, we raised over $1 million in donations to different charities at cons and back when Dog Bomb, which is a fursuiter that was beloved, passed away years ago, there was a big ALS fundraiser. So point is that it's a major thing in the furry fandom is charity, and if you can give some, please do, because I mean, yeah, please do. Also, of course, you want to make sure you have money. Besides that, you know, it's easy to spend money on fun stuff. You also have to be like realistic. You have to have food in a hotel room, so I'm sure you've already dealt with hotel rooms, or you're just staying at your house. I've done both of those, and this con is a travel con, so hotel room it is. But but make sure you have the money. If you have a debit card, for example, make sure you have your full amount of funds that are required in your account before you check in, because sometimes they'll just put a hold for the entire amount on a debit card. Credit card, I think they just put. I've only done a hotel room once with the debit card. That was a pain. But I believe they put a hold just for the first night on there, so it is better. But again, you have to be 18 to get like 20. Either 18 or 21 to get a credit card. Also, don't get a credit card, but that's not the point of this panel. And then, of course, you should have emergency funds. So, hypothetically, if you, if you get stuck, if someone ditches you in the middle of nowhere, Portland, then you can get an Uber. Or if you need to go to the airport, have some money just so you can get back to your, home if something happens. And it doesn't have to be a lot, but it has to be, something, just so that you don't have zero money, and then you have to catch an Uber that's $40, and you don't have that kind of money, and you have to, then that becomes a problem. So, for choosing activities to partake in, first of all, a big important thing is that you have to make everything count. Like, these cons, it's kind of a bubble, because, time goes by so fast here, that there's constantly something going on, there's constantly panels, there's constantly stuff to do, and your time is going to go here by like this. I hope. If you're, especially, if you're not having fun, come talk to me. I can try to, hang out with you. Go to a panel. Go to the RSL. Go to the dealer's den. Go to the dance comp. That's a really good, if you're going to any... If you're into any of the main stage events, I recommend DanceComp for sure. I've been to others, but DanceComp is the one that's it's new and it's every time and it's way different and it's awesome. Also, this is the French community. Don't be that furry that's sitting in a corner doing this all day and sitting down and just, not, or being in your room and go out there. This is probably one of the only communities where you can go up to a person, just say hi, ask how you're doing, ask for a hug, and just overall enjoy, and spend some time with a new person, and meet friends without feeling awkward, because we're all socially awkward in the fandom a little bit, or most of us are. So don't worry about it. We're all here. We're all here for the same thing, and we all want to make friends. So we're all here as a community to be there for each other and make friends. Also, if you have questions, you can always ask staff. You can always go to the safety desk. You can ask staff member, staff. So, more security staff are wearing yellow and like reflective either vests or a polo shirt. I will have this shirt on, and then I might have a staff shirt on tomorrow or the other day, or not. Or maybe I'll just wear my other. I have a couple of these because of we were doing this, and then the head of safety will have one eventually worn, and then of course we have the directors. Avoid talking to them, especially if you see them walking away, like really quickly, or you know if they're trying to raise the situation. They have a lot going on. They are trying to run this convention. They are trying to make sure you know help out people. And you know, if the chair of the con doesn't you know want to talk, then you don't like. Then it's not on you. It's not your fault. It's just the con, or it's just the con being extremely busy. So how did this con guys go by so fast? So let's prepare for your next convention. So first of all, hotel rooms book out at cons really, really early. Like I'm talking, Vacationland sold out within a couple days. Or maybe it was even hours. Like, con rooms sell out immediately. So you want to keep track of the specific forgotten social media channels and know when they're going to open up hotel rooms. Now, certain cons, MFF being an example, has a lottery system. So that system, you don't have to rush in. But for the systems that are first come, first serve, especially the like, smaller cons, Anthrocon is one of them. You have to make sure that you are on top of it and know when to do it. Now, there is still a chance to get a room. You don't get it right away. Oftentimes, over like extra hotels are bought out. But you don't, like, if you want Maine, then you have, like, you're going to have to get within the next first, you know, like, immediately or within the first couple minutes. Especially at the, like, Anthrocon and, like, the other bigger cons that don't do a lottery system. That goes fast. Because everyone wants to be in Maine. Which, I don't blame them. It's convenient. But it means that you all will, like, have to rush into it. Also, my network just went down. Wait, give me a second. My network just went down. So, after you do the hotel stuff, make sure you reg early. If you are going to be regging, if you want to get a sponsor or a super sponsor, you want to do that earlier because those numbers are limited. Cons will have and will sell out of them. Vacationland sold out a couple months ago of super sponsor. MFF did in October when they opened it in August. Like, cons are starting to have increasingly high levels of attendees at a faster than ever seen before because people are coming back to the fandom after not being in it for years. So we are, you know, we jumped at the Midwest Fur Fest, which is the convention in Rosemont, Illinois. It's the largest convention. Jumped from 11,000 to 13,000 people. That may be big for you, but my point is that the cons are growing, and they're growing at an exponential rate, generally speaking. There are some that are not, but that's, you know, not, that's the exception, not the rule. We are, but you have to make sure, if you want to get the sponsor tiers, which I would definitely recommend to try, and especially the bigger cons, it's definitely recommended to get at least whatever gets you a fast lane, because the long lines can be long for main events and for registration, for all that sort of stuff. And they have special lines for registration and early access dealers then, and so go sponsorship for any con, really, because I mean you're helping out the cons. One thing to know about cons, right, is that unlike other convention communities, our conventions are almost all nonprofit. No one makes sense from the con chair down. We're doing this because we love the fandom and because we want to help, and it's a lot of work, but we love it. That being said, we're not, we are, you know, our group of attendees, you know, is growing, and our staff members at, especially some of the more established cons, You know, post-pandemic, some of them, some, you know, retired because of, you know, illness or, you know, or not illness, but, like, worry about the illness or because they had immune deficiencies. So, here's my tips to, as attendees, you all have the rare opportunity where any one of you, if you want, can become a member of staff of a lot of conventions. There are some that have a volunteer requirement, some that don't. I haven't. That's a discussion for the future with my team. But basically, here's the ways you can help. First of all, of course, donate to charity. That is like ArcCon. We love charities. Charities love us. Let's save some lives or save some animals or whatever that con's charity happens to be. Also, you can volunteer. So, first of all, I am the volunteer coordinator. I do all the volunteer check-in, check-out, and if you want to volunteer, please contact me. My email is, you can either email volunteer@forcationland.org. You can go to fiddle@forcationland.org, or overall, you can just talk to me or say hi. I'm going to be wearing this shirt probably for the entire convention, or not this specific one, but I have a couple, because we already got a set of them. It was good, because, so, point is that I'm not going to be, like, incognito, pretty much at all, because I'm here to help. Also, before you go to con, make sure you look at the schedule and look at, the dealer's den list, so that you can know what, if you want, to go to a panel, or if you want to go to an event, when it is, if it's conflicting with something else, if you want to, if you can make plans before con, which, by the way, is the best option. So cons are especially the bigger ones, and actually that's not true. All cons can be very overwhelming, and you can not have a lot of time to do what you want to do, because you're, always trying to do what the other attendee wants, or what your friends want to do. You have set some time for yourself, you know, to just enjoy the con by yourself, and that will be a really, like, good way to meet the fandom, because sometimes if you're just going through what someone else wants, you won't be able to have fun, and you don't take as much out of this as you want to. This is your con. This is your experience. This is for you. This is for me. This is for all the furries in the fandom. We, cons, are here to make, you know, a place for you all to communicate and have a community, but it's what you make of it. If you're going to just sit on your phone the entire con in your room, you're not going to have fun, compared to if you're in the gaming room or if you're in the dealer's den, artist alley, you know, maybe getting new persona commission, or getting, you know, finding new artists for future commissions, or, you know, you can go to panels, or... if you have a fursuit, you get a fursuit photo shoot. And, you know, I had a friend, I borrowed their fursuit for one first grade. It was a blast. Like, you wouldn't think that, but it is, because it's getting to, like, be someone, like, be... Fursuits are about, like, being yourself or being an idealized version of yourself. So, you can be that, and no one will judge you or think anything. And no one's the wiser, except for your closest friends, but, you know, so, we're a fandom on by furries for furries, so we definitely need your help, so, you know, we need you, to help. So if you want to volunteer your time, it's, 1 hour commitments minimum, you can volunteer any of several departments, so... There are some departments that don't have on-site volunteers. There are a lot that do. Most of them that do. There's just some of the background ones that, you know, like art, you know, they do those year-round. Same with social media, they have that already done. But, like, you can help with the ad con. So, like, you can help out with Reg. You can help out with safety. You can help out with Dealer's Den or Artists Alley. No, well, those are both the same thing, but... Dayland/RSLA, or gaming, or you can help out with logistics if you want, or, you know, like, everyone, you know, or IT. We have, you know, the website. We have servers and all these infrastructure we use every year. If you want to staff, if you want to volunteer, that is the best way to learn. If you want to join staff, volunteering is the best way to get a sneak peek into it, because it is work. It is hard work at times, especially at con, but it's rewarding getting to know that what you're doing is helping your fellow friends and your fellow community. Also with attendee volunteers, they're only at con work, unlike regular staff volunteers who do your work your own. Now, there are departments and positions that don't, but it's just, there are positions that do work your own. Attendee volunteers can work at any department, so if you want to work in photography, just talk to me. Well, photography actually has their own volunteers, but if you want to work in gaming, just talk to me and I can try to get you to volunteer in gaming. If you want to go here and volunteer or there, wherever you want to go and learn about that role, I mean, I can try my best to get you in there. Both groups do very important work and keep our conventions going. We would not be having as successful a convention as we are having right now without our volunteers, because we were way ahead of schedule with regards to getting everything set up for most departments. Without our volunteers, you volunteers honestly is a great thing in the fandom. Otherwise, you can also decide to host a panel, or you can become a dealer or an artist in the artist alley or dealer's end if you have merch to sell or art. You can apply to be a part of different events, such as if you have a fursuit, you can run the fursuit parade, or you can run the dance comp, or the masquerade if you just have a talent, or there are many different talent, you know, fun, exciting, adventurous things that you can do to help out. Also, housekeeping staff have to do with a lot with conventions. Please tip them. We are generally at other conventions, at conventions across the country, are loved by hotels. Let's keep that up so we can continue to have this convention for years to come. Finally, I guess I just want to say thank you for coming. This is my first panel of this type, and you all are amazing. So I really hope that all of you have a good first convention. If there's anything I can do to help, reach out to me. You know, my email is fiddle@fiddlefest.org, or you can reach out to me on Telegram, fiddle@thelemur.com. Also, if you have a phone with an NFC reader, you can tap my FurFest wristband, and there's an NFC chip in it that will direct you to my Telegram. But does anyone have any questions? What's up?
No, I was just going to say, I've been to a lot of conventions, actually, and I wanted to be here. You did cover a lot of interesting things. Health-wise, I would say, especially for older furs with diabetes like me and everything, try to definitely make sure you take your medicine and keep hydrated and things that. In my case, I mean, I'm kind of like getting a little drowsy because I had a little bit too much to eat at the buffet. So be careful in terms of things like that. You know, you don't want your blood sugar to go too high. And if you have a roommate or some other friends there, you know, if you're not feeling too well, get them to help you out or get someone, you know, from medical staff. So take care of yourself, but also if you know someone who has diabetes or something like that, keep an eye on them, because it sometimes can have problems.
Yes, and that brings up a good point. One second.
No, I'm just talking.
I didn't know if you needed
I just don't know what's going on here.
Okay, yeah, welcome to the How To Furry Convention panel. This is Nico, our control central and director of logistics,
I'm your logistics guy. You see that? It's all the stuff I had to drag in here.
Yeah.
So if the con is something you're interacting with the con, I probably bought it or dragged it in. So hopefully you guys are having a wonderful con so far.
Yes, you have wonderful radios.
I brought all the radios too. So I'm gonna go find water.
Yes, I need to find my water bottle. I think I misplaced in Reg. Oh, well.
You, with the black shirt on. 6-2-1 rule, what is it? You know?
He covered it.
6 hours of sleep to 5-hour energy. One cup of coffee.
Showers or baths?
2 hours of sleep and one shower. The okay, shower always it. Stays the
hey,
same.
Hey, not yeah. 6 meals. It's 6 hours of
sleep. Probably but the one never changes. You always take a shower. If you don't take a shower, I throw a bar of soap at you. I have extra soap in my office just for that reason. Have fun, folks.
Yeah.
If you get bored, you want to learn more about the con, stop by 227. My office is down the hall.
Yes.
I was just going to say, yeah, be careful. Like I say, someone like me, if you have a little too much, your blood sugar gets high.
Yes.
No. Get a little exercise. There is a pool here.
Absolutely.
So try to keep your blood sugar in check if you've got diabetes.
For sure. Now, there is that could be a good point. Is that there are also people, so fursuiters, sometimes they're able to be there by themselves, but a lot of them have what's called a handler. A handler is a friend of theirs that knows them, well and knows what they, generally details that they need to know to, if they, they'll communicate with the fursuiter, and if they can, they're here, so they'll have the medication on them, they'll have, water on them for the fursuiter, they'll have their phone, so that they can, or both people's phones, I suppose. So handlers have a vital role in the fandom, because some, fursuiters are, is not a hobby without risk, like any hobby. So having someone there by your side to just back you up, and if something happens, to get help, is invaluable. And so that's now you're talking more just specifically about people, but obviously we do have fursuiters who have handlers. You also, you may have a person who checks up on you. So, here's a good thing. Good thing to bring up. Your registrations. They ask for emergency contact information. Give them a real number. Give them someone who can actually make medical decisions for you. Don't give them your friend. Don't give them to a local mortician, which is what my friend did, was like. And then I got them to correct it, but at first, yeah, because they're like, don't. Also, in hotels, know your person you're staying with's real name. When we have an ambulance, not necessarily here, but at cons, we have a lot of, at bigger cons, the big cons, we have a lot of ambulances, and we don't want the paramedics coming like, hi there. What's their name? I don't know. I just know them as Kitten. So please know their name. Please have some kind of information of them, and just know your people's names, and we can. That's really important because we want to keep you the first year. Also, for the record, don't avoid getting heat stroke. Avoid having passing out in fursuit. Paramedics, they will cut your fursuit open. They do cut your fursuit open. Those cost thousands of dollars. Actually, the current most expensive fursuit was a commission, or maybe it was a pre-made, for $50,000. That's a lot of money, and we don't want to. Nobody wants to see you get have to get your fursuit cut out. A handler is good because they can, give you water when you need it. They can help you get back to your room. They can speak on behalf of you. Because if you have a bad back, maybe they're not comfortable with hugs, then your handler can be like, yeah, sorry, they don't want hugs. So it's important to have a handler, especially for your first fur cons as a fursuiter. It is not mandatory, but it's a really good option. And also, if you make sure that someone who you're with knows about your medical condition. If it is relevant enough that it is a matter of life and death, don't necessarily hide that you have something. just so that the paramedics know, because you're a lot of people are traveling for cons, so they the ambulance may not be able to pull up your records immediately, and then they may need to, like, obviously they'll know what's wrong eventually, but they, you know, you can probably speed up the time if you know, like, oh, this person does this type of thing when they're whatever, when they're going through something. Any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. So the greatest thing about the Furcons is that every experience is unique. We're not all going to have the same experience, no matter what. And that's great, because it means that you can make this truly yours. You can make this your moment and your time. Unlike when you're in the regular life, we have to follow another schedule that someone else may have created for you. Or you have to do something that someone else will do. This is time where you can spend time with yourself or with a partner, loved one, I guess even family member, and just enjoy your time and with them or by yourself. If, you know, it's definitely important to know what you want to do and what you don't want to do. Like, because at least to a general extent, like if you, because there's so much going on at cons constantly, so you're gonna have to really budget your time. Like I have been working nonstop since 9 in the morning for volunteers and for just running around the con. You may have seen me just like, you know, being like run. Anyways, it was so, but I have this panel and I have a couple panels I'm going to, but like my con is like really to like, because I like doing what I do. Also, don't be afraid to ask for help. It's literally like it's so nice to just, you know, it's so convenient to just not want to ask for help if you need it, or if you're dealing with something, or if someone's being a mean person to you, reach out to safety. Even if depending on the situation, what happens, we can do something, we can do something. But at the end of the day, the more information that we know, the better for future attendees as well as yourself. Because then we can create a paper trail, and if some more stuff happens, protect you from it. Any more questions? But basically, just enjoy your time. That's the number one rule. Stay safe, stay healthy. You know, make sure you get your sleep and eat and your normal body functions. And yeah. It's gonna happen. Right. This con, I have been working on it for. Well, me, I'm in the mid. Like, I'm not late. I'm not early. I'm like, so I joined in. You know, it's like 6 months ago, and it has been an amazing experience. And I have been really, really excited for this con, and I'm really excited to see how it turns out and how, like, you know. Also, make sure to take photos. I mean, maybe not, you know, with consent. First years, or just, you know, but of the con, and post them online, because, you know, I love to just look at con photos and be nostalgic about that, and I'm sure a lot of people do too. If you want to volunteer, if you have any questions, feel free to always reach out to me. Also, if you ever need me, like, go to the Safety and Accessibility office and talk to the person there. There's always going to be someone there, and they can contact me. And whenever need be. I think that is all that I have. You've been a great crowd. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for coming to the convention. Things may be a bit wild since it is our first year, but we are definitely here to have a fun time, and I hope you all do too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.